outside, but it's dry in here. We're in the Georgia Dome with Gray Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall, and the Broncos and the Falcons getting ready to wrap up week two of the NFL regular season tonight on Monday Night Football. We're here a couple hours before kick. You can see cheerleaders and a couple players. The coaches are already out stretching and getting loose. And I think, Gray, on the marquee all week, as ESPN's been pubbing this game, it's been Peyton Manning and Matt Ryan. It's Broncos-Falcons, but Matt Ryan is really starting to kind of set himself up as one of the premier passers in this league.
Well, the news coming out this week, Matt Ryan said Peyton Manning's really a player he's tried to emulate in his whole career. And last week, he and the Falcons pretty much did that. I mean, Matt Ryan was spreading the ball all over the place, getting second-year receiver Julio Jones involved. He had two touchdowns. Getting Tony Gonzalez involved, he had a touchdown. Champ Bailey joked this week, I'm getting sick of Tony Gonzalez. He saw him plenty in Kansas City. Now he's here with Atlanta. Matt Ryan's got a lot of offensive weapons for the Broncos to deal with this week.
Yeah, especially in here on turf. They're going to be all over the place. And I'm not sure if we touched on it, but last week the Chiefs did score on 8 out of 9 of their drives. Their first 8. And this week in the locker room, Champ said, well, he's not really that surprised. Roddy White and Julio Jones, they've got the talent over there.
As good as they come, you know. We're going to see a lot of great tandems, but these two guys are emerging to be one of the best. And, you know, all I see is, you know, growth from Julio Jones from last year. And he's like night and day.
That's Champ Bailey in the locker room at Dove Valley earlier this week, and he admitted he had a lot of tickets to buy for this game. A lot of friends and family will come here to see Champ. He's making his homecoming here. Went to school just down the road in Athens at the University of Georgia. And, of course, Wesley Woodyard, Demaryius Thomas also having a homecoming trip. Keith Brooking, who played here in Atlanta for a few years earlier in his career. Now, we mentioned earlier the Chiefs had forced back-to-back-to-back turnovers against the Chiefs last week, and had a lot to do with how they built that lead after half when it was tight at halftime.
Well, the Falcons scored 40 points last week, so obviously a lot of attention went towards the offense, but even Peyton Manning noticed the defense had just as much to do with it. I mean, they were leading 20-17 in Kansas City, and John Abraham forced the fumble. Matt Ryan immediately hit Tony Gonzalez for a touchdown. Then the defense grabbed an interception, field goal, and before long, they had 40 points, and the game was essentially over. There is one player missing from that defense. Cornerback Brent Grimes, one of the Falcons' starters, is out for the year. But keep in mind, they still have two Pro Bowlers at cornerback in Dante Robinson and Asante Samuel. So a lot of talent there as well. So it's going to be a test both on offense and defense for the Broncos tonight.
That's how a lot of coaches want to draw it up. Your defense forces a fumble. Offense goes out there, quick strike, scores touchdowns. All of a sudden, guys are pinning their ears about to go off the quarterback some more. Now, Peyton Manning said earlier this week that as the Broncos get ready for their first big-time road test, they're going to have to deal with that defense. Here's what he said Thursday, at Dove Valley.
Atlanta looked really good against Kansas City on both sides of the ball. You know, their offense scored a lot of points. And really, it was close in the first half, but then the defense kind of took over in the second half. Abraham forced a sack fumble and then forced him quarterback into an interception. So defense kind of set the tempo from there. So, and you know, playing in Atlanta, it's a loud place to play. Tough team to beat at home. And so the communication will be key. And then, you know, they had a significant injury losing Grimes. Not many guys can lose an all-pro corner and still have a couple other, you know, top-notch starters, pro bowlers to replace them with Samuel and Robinson. So I still see them being extremely tough defense.
That's Peyton Manning Thursday at Dove Valley talking about this Falcons defense that Peyton and the rest of the stars will have to tangle with tonight on Monday Night Football. Now, Monday Night Football, it's exciting. I said before, it wraps up the week. Everyone's going to be watching. I think Jacob Tammy said it's still very exciting for him. He's been there plenty of times, and so have the Broncos.
Well, it's the 21st straight year. The Broncos have made at least one appearance on Monday Night Football. It's the longest active streak in the league, and it's at the Georgia Dome. It's a tough place to play. John Fox knows about that. When he was the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, he had to play here once a year, obviously, and he knows what Matt Ryan and this team can do. Since Ryan became the quarterback in 2008, the Falcons have only lost 6 games at home. Of course, one of those losses was handed to them by the Broncos in 2008, so we'll see if history repeats itself tonight.
Here's Tammy now on why Monday Night Football is a good time and also how communication is going to be important for the offense.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a neat deal. Monday night is a privilege to get to do it. It's a cool thing to be able to play in that type of atmosphere. So to be able to open up Sunday night, Monday night's a pretty cool thing. And, you know, it doesn't really change anything as far as your preparation and all that type of stuff. But, you know, it is neat to have an opportunity to go play that night atmosphere again.
That'll do it for Broncos TV On Site with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. We'll be here leading up to kickoff all during the game, of course. Plenty of postgame coverage on DenverBroncos.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy Broncos-Falcons tonight on Monday Night Football.